you know, whether it's anger or, you know, just feelings of emotions that are not normal. And so even in saying, you know, yes, get help, get counsel, you know, check your spirit sometimes. You know, the Holy Spirit's name is Counselor.
Welcome to the Marriage Day Podcast. We're here to help every couple succeed in marriage and thrive and have the marriage of your dreams. And I'm joined today by my wife, Karen.
Hi.
Glad you're here.
Because it's good to be here.
We're going to talk today about getting help when you need it. And we believe, and I, you know, we've helped people in marriages for 45 plus years, and every couple is going to have an issue or issues that they need to get outside help for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get outside help, you're trapping a problem in your marriage that you can't resolve. Having a good marriage doesn't mean you never have problems.
Yeah.
It means you can process your problems, that you can get them out. And I've never seen a couple that at some point they didn't have to get help, including us. And so every couple is going to have issues they can't resolve on their own, and they have to get outside help. But getting help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of wisdom. Proverbs 19 says, listen to counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. And successful people, Karen, are always teachable, and unsuccessful people are always unteachable. Proverbs 18 says, a man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. And so when we got married, you know, and we went to church really because of you. You were the one who always wanted to go to church, and so we went to church. And so we were fighting one time, and I was being bad, and you called our Sunday school teachers on us. And I left.
It wasn't the only time I called somebody else.
Yeah, I know. But I left to go to work, and I was mad at you, and we'd been fighting, and I had said something to you, and I kind of felt good about it, and I thought, well, I'll put her in her place. And so I said, you know, walked out the door and went to work, and I came in that night, and I was kind of feeling hot to trot, and I kind of pushed my chest out and walked on the door, and you said, we're going out to eat with Kerman Lethal.
Well, you missed another part of the story, though.
What?
I had my bags packed. I was leaving. Everything was over. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And I had my bags packed, and Lou Ethel actually called me and said, you've been on my heart. Are you okay? No, I'm leaving this man. No, you can't do that. And I said, well, my bags are packed. I'm out of here. No. We'll go out. Well, let us take you out for dinner. Now you can tell your side.
Well, I like the version where you were the rat that called them. And,
yeah.
But so anyway, we went out to eat. So I get home that night, and you said, we're going out to eat with Kerm Wethel. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know. And you said, I told them everything we've been fighting, really. So we went out to eat dinner with them, and they're very nice people, just, you know, and very sweet. And Kerm very graciously, over about an hour period of time at dinner, told me he used to be a knucklehead like me, but that God had changed him and so on and so forth. I mean, the whole thing was about me. They never even looked at you. The whole thing was about me. And we left that night. But I would say it saved us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an intervention at that time. But if we didn't have anybody to call,
mm-hmm.
and if you wouldn't have been willing, see, if it had been me, I'd say, oh, we're doing great. Everything's great. But you said that. And so another time in our marriage, this was when we'd been married probably 20 years, or Julie was in high school. And our daughter, Julie, now she's 49 years old now. Julie has my personality, and our son, Brent, has your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and Julie fought all the time. I mean, it was Julie's fault. It wasn't yours.
Mm-hmm.
But you and Julie fought all the time. And I kind of felt like that you were too hard on Julie. And you know, I didn't throw you under the bus
mm-hmm.
to Julie. I supported you to Julie, but behind the scenes, we would have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversations were, you know, I think you were being too hard on her, you know, this and this. Well, so we didn't fight as in, you know, knock down, drag out fight, but it was, we had.
It was a disagreement. I didn't feel supported by you.
That's right. Yeah. And so one day we said, because we did not agree to disagree on anything. Mm-hmm. If we didn't agree, we got help. Because we didn't want there to be that tension in our relationship. I mean, it was something, I don't think we would have divorced, but it could have caused a lot of resentment for many years. Mm-hmm. So we went to see Ann Billington. Now, Ann was one of the counselors on staff for me when I was pastor. But she was someone we both trusted. And that's what we said. So when you're getting help, don't go to an unbeliever. You know, go to someone godly. So go to someone. First of all, don't get marriage help for someone who doesn't have a good marriage. Mm-hmm. It, like your friends at work or something like that, or your relatives. Go to someone godly that you trust. And the other thing is, we didn't shop her counsel. When we walked in her door, I said, I'm not here as your boss. We're here as a couple. And whatever you say is going to be God does. And that's what we said. That's what I meant. I'm not here. I mean, I trusted her. And what I didn't want to do is her to say something and for us to leave and start fighting about it in the car. So I said, whatever you say is going to be God does. Well, so you told her your side of the story and I told her my side of the story. And when I got the last word out of my mouth, she said, you're wrong, Jimmy. And I said, really? Hey there, Jimmy Evans here. And today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care. And she said, yeah, you're wrong, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't understand it. I mean, I didn't think I was wrong, but I followed through on what I said, and that is, she said I was wrong. So I said, I'm Karen, I'm sorry. I apologize. And I did. Mm-hmm. So, and I changed. Now, I didn't understand it, but I want to say this. Let's just say that I was 35 years old at that time. I was probably somewhere between 35 and 40. I'm 70 years old right now, and I was wrong. When I look back on it, I was wrong, you know, and I didn't think I was, but I was wrong. Well, how did I find out I was wrong? By listening to somebody mm-hmm. other than us mm-hmm. and going to get help. It can absolutely save your marriage. I want to say again, go to someone godly, go to someone that has a successful marriage and submit to whatever they say, mm-hmm. you know, and unless it's just idiotic, mm-hmm. but one of you is wrong and sometimes both of you are wrong. And if you just keep arguing with everybody's trying to tell you, you know, the part of the problem that happens, Karen, when you are having problems in your marriage is you're not objective. Mm-hmm. So, and when I look back on why I was sympathetic to Julie, it's because of my own childhood. Mm-hmm. It was an unhealthy thing.
No, I think that's good. I think that getting counsel is, like you said, it's wisdom. And, you know, there's times that we've gone through some stuff, really hard stuff, you know, with not having anything to do with our family or marriage. And, you know, I always look back on stuff like that. And I think when you do go through hard things that are just life changing and hurtful, the other part of this too is it affects you. I mean, those wounds get inside of us and they fester and they hurt and sometimes, you know, we do become blind to what's really going on. And sometimes we don't realize that, you know, some of the fights that we're having or the issues are from past situations that we haven't been healed from.
That's exactly
like,
right.
Like our parenting, right. Like how we were parented or how we've gone through hard things and you know, we can say, yeah, we've forgiven. Yes, we're healed. But there's little signs, you know, that things that get triggered that, you know, whether it's anger or, you know, just feelings of emotions that are not normal. And so even in saying, you know, yes, get help, get counsel, you know, check your spirit sometimes. You know, the Holy Spirit's name is Counselor. Yeah. He is a counselor and he's our counselor. And sometimes, you know, ask the Holy Spirit, am I okay? Do I need help? Do I need healing? I mean, you've done that before with the Lord, you know, because you had issues come up with church or something like that. And the Lord helps you. I mean, he helps me. I mean, he's a friend. He's an advocate. He's a counselor. He comforts and he tells you the truth. And I remember the Holy Spirit helping you to see that you did have wounding from your family. You did have things in your life and they were affecting us. You know, and, you know, so I would say that too. Yeah.
Well, even if your spouse won't go with you, go by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And because sometimes just, you know, being able to have another person, godly person, just kind of walk you through something.
Yeah.
You may be in the right, but you may be responding in a wrong way to your spouse. And when you go get counsel and they say, well, next time this happens, you respond like this. Mm-hmm. It can make all the difference in the world. I also want to say here at XO Marriage, we have XO coaching, marriage coaching and mediation. And coaching and mediation means whether it's in person here at our in Southlake, Texas, at our XO Marriage Center, or we can do phone or we can also do Zoom. But we have hour counseling, half a day counseling, a day or two mediation, which just means it's longer term. And exactly what Karen said, a lot of times what we find out is some of the problems that you have in your marriage aren't necessarily a dynamic of the marriage. It's a dynamic of who you were when you got married.
Mm-hmm.
There are issues that pre-existed, hurts from your past, mm-hmm. parenting issues, things like that. We help you deal with all of those things to get to the root issue. And so go to xomarriage.com and you can find there on our website, XO Mediation, and go on there and you can get all the answers you need. Contact somebody here. We'll give you the answers, but you can go to a pastor. You can go to a church leader. You can go to a Christian counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying always go to a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is a spiritual institution that God created, and you need someone spiritual that understands the word of God to help you get through it. And if you go to a counselor, have a bad experience, go to another one. And so don't stop. Don't give up. Because your marriage is worth it. But I want to say again, every couple will have an issue or issues in their marriage that you can't solve on your own. And getting help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of wisdom. So if you need help in your marriage, go alone if you have to, but especially go together as a couple. And there's nothing that God can't fix when two people are willing. We hope that this has been a blessing to you today. We'll see you next time right here on the Marriage Day Podcast. God bless you.
Bye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.